The market analysis segment is coming your way in seconds. I'm Josh Bittner, producer at Market to Market. Thanks for listening. Enjoy.
This is the Friday, June 25, 2021 version of the market analysis segment from Market to Market. The effect of next week's acreage report from USDA on the commodity markets was reduced when on Friday the Supreme Court ruled in favor of petroleum refiners in the battle over exemptions for blending renewable fuels. For the week, July wheat lost 26 cents while the nearby corn contract shed 19 cents. The soy complex also received pressure from the court's ruling. For the week, the July contract dropped 66 cents. July meal fell $26.20 per ton. December cotton added $2 per hundredweight. Over in the dairy parlor, July Class 3 milk weakened by a nickel, a mixed week in the livestock sector. August cattle added $1.25. August feeders increased $4.52, and the July lean hog contract plummeted $6.73. In the currency markets, the U.S. dollar index lost 33 ticks. August crude oil expanded $2.67 per barrel. COMEX gold gained $8 per ounce. And the Goldman Sachs commodity index dropped by more than 10 points to finish at 529.95. Now here to provide insight is market analyst Jeff French. Hello, Jeff.
Paul, great to be here.
All right, I'm going to throw you a curveball right off the bat, okay?
All right.
I got two maps I'm going to show you, and it's ones that I talk about all the time on our social media channels. One is the drought monitor. This is the drought monitor. Data cutoff is Tuesday morning. You can still see the west, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Iowa, Minnesota, back towards the east. This is a look at what the rain was then for the week. This is a weekly estimate. Not the areas that needed it the most, but some areas that are big producing states. So which map had a bigger impact on commodities this week? The drought monitor or the rain precip?
Oh, I think the rain precip. You know, we're going into pollination here pretty soon. And when you have this amount of rain forecasted for Iowa, Illinois, and parts of Indiana, they're saying, you know, 60% of the belt here over the weekend could receive upwards of 1 to 4 inches. And sometimes even locally, even more than that. So, you know, it's been hot out there, but we're getting some relief with some cooler temperatures. And I think that drought monitor, when you look at Iowa next week, is going to show some improvement, especially central and west. Northern
needs rain.
Yeah.
Needs up rain. Towards Minnesota and the Dakotas, you've heard from everybody. But let's go into wheat country a little bit. Rain has been an issue in Kansas, Oklahoma for parts of this year, Texas. Is that the pressure on the market this week in wheat? Or is it just harvest pressure?
A little bit of both. I mean, it's also the pressure from they're harvesting some of the best yielding wheat they've ever had. Now, it's production-wise, it's not going to be the biggest crop because acres were low. You know, a lot of this wheat planted last winter was, or last fall, was planted with a four in front of it. So we've had a big run up here, but guys were hurrying to try to get this harvested before the rain. But the yield reports that I'm hearing from are better than expected, and that could continue to pressure prices in the winter wheat, but it's a major different story when you're looking at the spring wheat up north.
Are we going to be done seeing corn with a six in front of it? I mean, we've already seen December is flirting with going back below five. Are we done with sixes and fives for a while?
I think we're going to have to see what next week brings. You know, the demand has been good, but this markets are about momentum, and we've seen momentum up to the upside. The last 2 weeks, we've seen it come down here to the downside. You know, DC corn has lost more than a dollar here in the last 2 weeks. It held the 100-day moving average at 518. We have not closed December corn below the 100-day moving average since August 13th of 2020. That is the exact day that this rally began on. So watch that number. I think that is a big issue and technically a big sign if we close below that. You get below $5. There's a gap down to the daily charts at 477.
All right, that 477 is a scary number. So if I haven't, if I have any bushels left discussion is done and in the past. If I've got anything left to contract for the fall that I feel comfortable doing with corn, do I do it now?
You know, I don't. We've made sales at higher prices. We have our downside put protection in place in case it continues to go lower. We want to see what comes out next week. You know, the trade is anticipating, you know, this big growth in corn acres, which, you know, I can't disagree with. But that's already been built into this market. That's well expected. You know, what about if the USDA doesn't increase the acreage as much as the trade anticipates? You know, that would be the bullish surprise. The trade is anticipating a pretty good growth in planted corn acres.
All right, let's take a question right now that came in via Twitter, and this is Pumpkin Man in Michigan, and he says, do you think we may have taken the top off yield potential, so that's a weather factor, and the markets are only trading large acres?
It could be both. I mean, depending on where you're looking at geographically, you know, if you're looking into the Dakotas, parts of Minnesota, you know, yeah, probably the top of yield has been taken off. Some places in Iowa, you know, we've got some good rains here this last week, and we got some more coming hopefully here this weekend. So, you know, I'm not ruling out yet that we can't see trendline yields. I mean, we'll just have to see what the weather in July brings. And we all know that corn is made in July, not in June.
What about soybeans? It's a little early for the weather story to take effect there. What's exports? What's the weight right now?
Well, it's really the whole bean complex. We saw a huge run up in the bean oil. The edible oils throughout the world, there was just a massive run of demand with low supply, and that kind of led us up. Well, that's corrected, and that's led us down here. You know, beans here in the last 2 weeks have shed almost $2.20 a bushel. Watch that 1265 area in November. That's a big technical area. That opens the door to lower prices. But, you know, we're talking about all this rain and price decline. You know, the balance sheets, especially in beans, remain extremely tight. I mean, you're talking about a stocks-to-use ratio below 4% still. So, you know, again, it comes back to momentum. And right now, it's to the downside. We had some news out there that was negative. And, you know, Friday, you'll see markets sell off like this.
What do you see the USDA? What's the crystal ball? I mean, Mark, the trend is saying one thing about acreage next week. Where do you see it?
You know, it's going to come down to that corn acre number. I mean, the trade has got kind of that 94 million acres penciled in. That's kind of the average. You know, one of the private analysts last year that was pretty spot on, I mean, they actually have bean acres going down. I mean, that would be a shock. You know, everybody is expecting more acres to be planted. I mean, we had a great run-up in prices. Why wouldn't you plant it? There was definitely, you know, reward there to be made if you got to plant it in. So we'll just have to see what they say next week.
Livestock-wise, this is one that has really confounded a lot of people, live cattle. We just had a story about the beef packing industry. Congress has been involved. They're sniffing to a problem that we knew existed, that there's just not many people processing. Is this the consumer driving this live cattle train right now?
No, I mean, this is the packers. I mean, you know, the week that they have a Senate hearing, you know, cash prices jumped $3 to $4 higher. I mean, there's plenty of room for them to be paying up for animals. I mean, they're making anywhere upwards from $800 to $900 a head. You know, next week, though, the USDA report will drive the livestock prices. I mean, you have feeder cattle up here in this 160, 164 area. I think personally that needs to be protected going to this, because if there is a bullish surprise and corn does rebound, you will see the feeder cattle, you know, they came into this week rallying. They'll reverse course real quick.
Cattle on feed 100%, placements 93%, marketing's 123%. Any surprises in the cattle on feed report?
No major surprises. It's pretty friendly. I mean, the placements came in 3% lower than expected. You know, I look at the August board at 122. I think it's too cheap with cash at 126, 125 area. So I would look for us next week to get a bounce early, and then we'll have all eyes on the USDA report on Wednesday.
So what would be a bearish scenario if I'm a feeder from the acreage report next week?
92.5 million acres planted, and you'll see corn probably, you know, 25, 35, maybe even lock limit up higher. And you have November feeders. We got a double top on the charts at 164. You know, put on an August 155 put for the next week. See what happens.
Are you making recommendations then? I absolutely need to be covering a whole bunch of feed needs right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's on sale down here. I mean, if I'm a feeder and I'm looking at covering my fourth quarter needs? Absolutely. I mean, you have meal right now, bean meal, that's $100 off its highs per ton. Corn prices, $1 off their highs in the last 2 weeks. And beans, you know, 220 off the highs. So, yeah, I would be covering feed needs here.
In the hog market, we're flirting with that $100 mark. And what's going to keep us from staying above it or going below it?
Well, we've had a big sell-off here. I mean, we've broken $20 to $24 per 100 off the highs here in a real quick fashion. You know, the funds are going to control that. The funds had a massive position. They were long 88,000 contracts. You know, it's estimated now they're probably long about 65,000. So do they want to defend that position or do they want to continue to liquidate? You know, you look at the fourth quarter hogs, they're down here at 86 cents. So are we anticipating a fall off of demand? I mean, typically, yes, the summer months after, you know, 4th of July, we do see a little bit slower demand, kind of the dog days of summer. But they're pricing in probably a pretty steep decline already. We'll just have to see where that brings us.
Real quick, cotton in 10 seconds, cotton acres. Are we going to see that there was maybe more taken away to soybeans and cotton?
I think it's going to be less than 12 million acres. And it's been tremendously wet down there in the Delta.
Big problem. Well, yep. I asked you a question with 10 seconds, my own fault. Jeff French, thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
It's my hazing. All right, that'll do it for this installment of Market to Market. We will talk more in Market Plus, so you can join us there. Find that on our website of markettomarket.org. YouTube has something for everyone, including full episodes, stories, and our Market Plus. Subscribe by going to our page of Market to Market. Next week, the data, markets, and surveys of the USDA. Thanks for watching. Have a great week.